The World This Week. Business.
Meta's Oversight Board recommended that the company review its procedures on handling content from celebrities and politicians, following revelations that harmful content that is posted by the rich and famous is often allowed to stay online, contravening the rules for other users. The board told Facebook's owner that it should prioritize expression that is important for human rights. Separately, Facebook threatened to remove news content from its American site if legislation demands that it pay news organizations for the use of their material. Facebook prefers to make its own deals. In what is described as one of the largest ever foreign direct investments in the United States, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company announced that it would build a second chip factory in Arizona, taking the amount it is spending on both plants to $40 billion. TSMC makes Apple semiconductors for the iPhone and other devices, which can now be proudly stamped "Made in America," said Tim Cook, Apple's chief executive. As it accelerated plans to guarantee the supply chain for its chips, Apple's ambitions to build an electric vehicle went into reverse. The company has reportedly pushed back the launch date to 2026 and has encountered technical problems that mean the car will only be able to handle self-driving tasks on motorways. The International Energy Agency said that the expansion of renewable energy will happen at a much faster rate over the next 5 years than was thought likely a year ago, and that Russia's war in Ukraine marks a turning point for the transition to clean energy in Europe. It forecasts that renewables as a whole will overtake coal in 2025 to become the biggest source of the world's electricity generation. Half of the new renewable capacity will be in China. The market for renewables is growing, but so is demand for coal as countries look for short-term fixes to tackle an energy crunch. Britain has approved the first deep coal mine in 30 years to supply coking coal to steelmakers. Germany recently boosted its coal power capacity to secure energy supply over the winter. OPEC Plus agreed to keep oil output levels steady, but said it was ready to take immediate action to address market developments should they arise. The meeting was held the day before a price cap and embargo on Russian oil came into force and was the last scheduled full gathering of the oil cartel until June next year.